Welcome to the Educational Leadership Moment, where you'll gain valuable insights on research-based and experientially learned educational leadership principles and best practices that promote student success. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your host. With my extensive experience as a classroom teacher, school administrator, and central office staff member, I'm dedicated to sharing effective strategies to ensure student achievement. So, grab your favorite beverage, a pen or a pencil, and a notepad, and get ready to take notes. And if you find this moment valuable, and I am confident that you will, please like, subscribe, and share with your colleagues, friends, and family. Thank you for joining me on the Educational Leadership Moment. Now, get ready to take your educational leadership to the next level. And remember, when students are led well, they learn well. I'm your leadership guide, Dr. Kim Moore. Welcome to the Moore Leadership Moment. Learning to listen to your inner voice is like training any other muscle. In this week's moment, I'll share 4 techniques you can use to tune into your inner voice. If you're an aspiring, emerging, or accomplished leader, this Moore Leadership Moment is for you. So, let's start with this question. Do you hear voices in your head? Okay, stop laughing. I am being very serious. Do you hear voices in your head? Well, I do. Now, I know what you're thinking. She hears voices. But the answer to that question is, yes, I do. You see, I have an inner voice that talks to me all day long, and so do you. The question is not, do you have an inner voice? But, what is the voice saying, and are you listening? Now, I'm not talking about that spooky, crazy voice that you hear in the horror movies. But the reality is, we all have a voice that's inside of our head that talks to us all day long, and even while we're sleeping. So let me share an experience, because after making several major mistakes, I have learned the hard way to listen to my inner voice. Why? Because early in my career, I had the opportunity to pursue a promising position at an academy. While it wasn't a teaching position, I would have been doing something I loved, working with young leaders. At first, I was very excited about the position. However, as I shared the opportunity with my inner circle, my feelings began to change. My friends questioned the selection process and how I would feel if I wasn't selected. During a conversation with my boss, he expressed concerns that the job may limit my career opportunities. Well, as the deadline approached for me to make a decision, I wrestled with my options. To help with the decision-making process, I made a T-chart of the pros and cons. Although my list of cons outweighed the pros, my gut was telling me to go for it. After discussing the position with my family, I decided to go in a different direction. So I called my personnel manager and I told her I was no longer interested in the position. Well, as soon as I hung up the phone, I wished I had said yes. While I'm not sure I would have been selected for the position, I regret not trying. Steve Jobs once said, "Don't let the voices of others' opinions drown out your inner voice." You see, your inner voice, also known as your moral compass, serves as an internal guide. So, how will you tune into your inner voice to cultivate a growth mindset? The following four techniques will help you hone your intuition. The first technique is tune into your body's signals. When I first heard about the position and the opportunity to work with young leaders, I couldn't stop smiling. It just made me feel good on the inside. I knew that this is something that I would enjoy doing and the type of work I really wanted to pursue. And the signals that my body was giving me confirmed that. Second, pay attention to your gut. Once I turned down the opportunity to even apply for the program, my gut told me immediately that was the wrong decision. Now, my brain was saying it was the right choice for my family, but my gut knew that this is something that I would truly enjoy doing. Next, quiet your mind so you can hear it. I was so busy seeking counsel from everyone else that I never took the time to really sit down and listen to my own thoughts about this particular opportunity. And last but not least, trust yourself. I think, as I reflect on this experience, that if I had truly taken the time to explain to my family why this position was so intriguing to me and how I thought it aligned with my skills and would create the perfect opportunity for me to pursue something that I truly loved, and that was helping young leaders, they would have supported me. But I didn't give myself that opportunity. So let's review those four techniques again. Number one, tune into your body's signals. Number two, pay attention to your gut. Next, quiet your mind so you hear it. And last but not least, trust yourself. Your inner voice knows what you truly want to become. If you want to be successful, train yourself to listen to your inner voice. This week's More Leadership Moment quote is by Mahatma Gandhi, who said, Everyone who wills can hear their inner voice. It is within everyone. Thank you for viewing this week's More Leadership Moment. I'm your leadership guide, Dr. Kim Moore. How do you use your inner voice to cultivate a growth mindset?
Thank you for tuning in to this educational leadership moment. If you enjoyed listening, subscribe to my moments on your favorite platform to receive notifications when we release new moments. Also, don't forget to check out our past moments, which are available for free on all major platforms. In these timeless episodes, we cover a range of topics related to educational leadership that are just as relevant today as when they were first released. To learn more about improving student success, please visit my website at kimdmoore.com. There are resources and information for you, your team, and your organization. I'm Dr. Kim Moore, your educational leadership guide, and I believe that when students are led well, they learn well. Have a blessed day.